Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. And now I must ask the inevitable question. Did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And I will ask the next, evitable follow-up question. Did you enjoy it?
I did. It was
good.
Pretty different. The theme took me a little bit to figure out what was going on, but once I got it, it made sense.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, good.
Typical Wednesday type puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the theme a lot compared to yesterday's, which was a bit on the highfalutin side with their ad hominem punnery.
Yes.
I appreciated the direct nature of this theme.
Okay. Well, good. No, good. Well, the theme revolved around two clues, 19 and 36 across, and the clue for both of those together was a mnemonic device for turning 54 across, or a hint to the answers to the starred clues. So there's actually like two levels to this theme. There's these two answers that are a mnemonic device for 54 across, which was toolbox tools, and that was screwdrivers. And so, of course, the mnemonic themes were 19 across, righty-tighty, and 36 across, lefty-loosey.
Yes.
Which many people do use to figure out which way to turn the screwdriver.
Those are fine mnemonics.
Right, right. And the theme clues, of which there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, were all words that either went along with the word right or left. Not right or left. Tight or loose.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. So like the first one was 9 across, close fitting, and the answer to that was skin. But if you mix it with tight, skin tight, that is close fitting. Or we had 13 across, wiggler in child's mouth. The answer was tooth. But if you mix it with loose, you get loose tooth, which is a wiggler in a child's mouth.
Yes.
So you had to put either tight or loose with the answer to actually get the answer to the clue. So
I'm with you so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the other words that were themed answers were hang, like hang loose, leaf, like a loose leaf.
Actually, it was, no, hang on. It was hang tight.
Oh,
because it's
right.
On the right.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. Hang tight. Okay, and then the leaf, I'm pretty sure it was loose, yes. Like some paper and tees. This is 39 across. That was leaf or loose leaf. And then we had 64 across, rhyming partner with good night, and the answer to that was sleep tight, but it was just sleep was the answer, but you had to put it with tight to get the answer to the clue. That's where I finally figured out what was going on. And then the last one was 65 across, naval threats according to an old saying. And the answer you wrote in was lips, but the answer to the clue was loose lips.
Yes.
Loose lips sink ships.
Loose lips sink ships.
Yep.
Yeah. At first, you know, I didn't quite figure out how the theme was working either. So, like, when it came to 9 across and close fitting, I thought skin. Well, I guess skin is about as close fitting as you can get.
That was my rationale. Exactly.
And don't go anywhere. Hang. I thought that was some sort of a threat in an old Western.
Yes.
But no.
I could see, you know, just hang. Like, hang there. Just hang there a minute. No.
I just thought it was ingenious that they got all the clues to work with tight on the right side, righty-tighty, and they had all of those on the right side of the crossword, and lefty-loosey, they had all of the ones that needed loose on the left-hand side.
That's right.
It was just a nicely constructed crossword.
Yes. I mean, that's a whole nother level to the crossword theme. So I guess maybe it has actually three levels of complexity there.
I thought it was just cute. I thought it was just like a nice, gentle Wednesday crossword.
Yep.
Let's see. One down. We'll start at the top left. Blank Islands, home to Corfu, was Ionian.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the Ionian Islands?
I've heard of them, yes, but I have never been there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that where Ionian... Are there such a thing as Ionian columns?
Ionic
columns, but not Ionian. Okay.
No, but they... That was an ancient, like, territory or something, because there were the Ionians. And maybe it's related to these islands, but yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ionia. But iconic. Ionic, I'm sorry. Ionic columns.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, those are the...
Ionic and Dorian columns.
Those are just simple, the simplest kind of columns.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they aren't found... Maybe they are found on the Ionian Islands.
Perhaps.
Let's see here. Five across. I don't use this unit ever. Unit equivalent to 8 quarts was a peck.
That's right.
Boy, that took me a long time to get.
Oh, really?
Just like, you know, what's the equivalent to, yeah, I thought gallon, but that doesn't sound right. Mm-hmm. That would be 4 quarts, right?
Uh-huh.
So.
I knew it.
Did you get peck right away?
Pretty quickly, yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Because growing up on a farm, you could buy things by the peck, or you could, you know, like if you went to a farmer's market or something, you could sell things by the peck. We would sell things at the farmer's market, but or you had like a peck basket. So yes, I wasn't quite sure what the actual measurement was of a peck, but it apparently was 8 quarts. So
let's see. Didn't Peter Piper have something to do with this?
Yes, he picked a peck of pickled peppers.
That's a lot of peppers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
two down kind of threw me. Hooch, rotgut.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard that word, rotgut.
I've
Is that one word or two?
I think it's one word, and I've heard it a lot. I just immediately knew it was rotgut. I mean, I think I might have got, I had the R. I had the R to lead, and it's like, hooch, rotgut. Just
really?
Yep.
Wow.
From all my days of consuming rotgut, it just...
Yeah, right.
Which normally would suggest I wouldn't be able to remember them, nor what caused whatever state I was in after drinking it, but
maybe
no.
Maybe that's a Canadian thing.
Yeah, it's...
But I really have never heard that word, rotgut.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Must be all the old Gunsmoke episodes
I listen to.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it's a Western thing. Okay.
Seven down was pound as a drink was chug.
Mm-hmm.
That's another interesting phrase.
Yes.
And then yesterday we had a Yiddish term, schlep.
That's right.
And today we have eight down. I don't know if this is actually a Yiddish term or not, but devoid of pork and shellfish, say, was kosher.
Yep, I knew that.
Maybe that's Hebrew. I think that's Hebrew rather than Yiddish.
Yeah, but, I think you're right.
17 across, a bit green. At first I thought it was going to be nauseous. At which point I was going to be nauseous because I had no idea how to spell nauseous. You know, it was going to take me like 7 running starts to get to it, but it was nauseated.
Yes, that's a little easier.
Yes, I find that to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a not typical Wednesday word was 23 across, imitation, ersatz.
Yes, I like that.
It seems more like a Friday word to me, but
well,
it's on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And we had a little bit of French. 18 down was to be in France is how they worded it, mm-hmm. but it was actually to be in France, which was être. So
that's
that was
right.
That was a good
infinitive of to be.
Yes. Let's see, what else did we have? 26 down. Veer quickly. It was either going to be zig or zag.
Right.
Turned out it was zig.
Mm-hmm.
And 28 down I thought was amusing. Surf turf was reef.
Yes. I put reed to start because I thought turf, that reminded me of like grass. And
right.
I thought, well, grass around a surf would be reeds, but it was a reef.
I figured just turf is sort of like where the surf
right,
is.
Yes, so. that was the definition they were using there.
I mean, they did have a question mark there, so they were sort of pushing it a bit.
Right, right.
Let's see, 39 across, like some paper and tea, leaf.
Right.
Or to be precise, loose leaf.
Loose leaf, yes.
So they would call it loose leaf tea?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Huh. Sounds like little striped bits of paper in it?
No.
Oh, okay. Just testing. Oh. 32 across got me wondering. It was happy as a clam, and the answer was elated.
That's correct.
And I'm like, why is a clam happy? So
yeah, I always wondered where that came from. Well, happy as a clam. Do you know how happy clams are?
Well, I did a lot of, you know, serious investigative journalism here.
Yes.
That's to say I spent 5 seconds on Google. And the actual phrase, the entire phrase is happy as a clam at high water.
Oh.
Because at high water, the fishermen can't get to them.
Oh.
So I suppose you could have as unhappy as a clam at low water.
Mm-hmm.
But, so.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought so. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if they've actually interviewed any clams to, so they've got some data there.
Right.
I wasn't sure about 36 down, reclined. I wanted it to be laid, but it was lain.
Lain. Yes.
I'm sure there's a perfectly good reason why laid is wrong.
I think laid is used when it's some sort of inanimate object. Like, I laid the pencil down.
Okay.
But if it's, you know, if you're talking about a human subject, then you use lain. So the pencil was laid down, but the person was laying down.
Huh.
I think that's it.
Okay.
You know, that was like junior high, which was
right.
A few years back. But
well, if we have any junior high listeners, please let us know. Crossword Podcast.
I think it was more associated with if the subject was human.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know.
I think, but you know, if we got any English scholars out there.
Or junior high students who are paying attention.
I could be corrected there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see if anyone gets back to us on that. 40 down was something I hadn't heard of. New blank hat brand was New Era.
That's right.
Are you familiar with that hat brand?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. Anything particular? I mean, like just your typical golf caps, or
I don't really know that. I've just heard that.
Oh, okay.
New Era.
Sounds like a detergent of some sort.
Well, Era is a detergent, not New Era, but Era.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They ought to like sell Era T-shirts. Is it Era or Era?
Era.
Era. Okay. Sorry, I panicked there. Let's see. 61 across was fine. Characteristic sound of Yoko Ono, long O.
Yes.
That was, I thought, the best, the funniest clue of the bunch.
Oh, I liked 43 down. I thought that was funny. First four of a noted series, A, B, C, D.
Yes. That's another great example of taking a very, very ordinary answer and making it worth it.
Right, right.
And this was Rich Katz's responsibility.
Very good, Rich.
46 down. Another one of those, I've got a 50-50 chance and inevitably get it wrong, so maybe it's a 100% chance of getting it wrong. End of an act, maybe. So I had seen, I guess now in retrospect it makes more sense. I wrote seen I, but of course the end of an act would have been seen V.
Right.
So.
Although, I mean, not every act has 5 scenes, but.
No, but the scenes are within an act, so
right.
it would be.
Mm-hmm. It would be more than just one.
More than just one, yes. Mm-hmm. And if you go to some sort of a play where you're up to scene X, it's time to leave.
Yeah, that's kind of a lot of scenes.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. It's like, please, somebody stop this.
Mm-hmm. Here's one maybe you can answer for me, because you're such a sports enthusiast.
Pat Mahomes. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Pat, 10 down, footballer's uniform, kit.
Right. That's I think, a Britishism.
Oh.
Yeah, when they talk about their kit, it's about what they wear, I think. And so when they say football here, I think they mean
soccer.
They mean soccer. Oh,
okay.
Or actually, they mean football, but in the European sense.
Got it.
At least that's my interpretation thereof.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think that is probably it for today. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow, a.k.a. Thursday's crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.